About a month ago, the Weber Basin Water Conservancy District had to reduce all of its irrigation contracts because of drought conditions in Utah. Camas, which sources water from the district, was notified that this would affect the city. Now, Camas, along with the district, is working to reduce water usage by 20%. To do so, the city had to enforce their water conservation plan, which they set up in December of 2019. The plan separates conservation regulations in order of least to most restrictive. The first step was reducing water on city property, the next was educating the community. Camas Mayor Matt McCormick says the city is now imposing the first mandatory conservation measure, which limits the time residents can water their lawns from 6 p.m. to 10 a.m.
Watering your lawn between 10 and 6 is thought to be the least effective time just because of the temperatures of the day. And so if we don't water during that time and choose more efficient times, then the water will do more for keeping the lawns green.
Utah Governor Spencer Cox set up similar restrictions earlier this week at state facilities. He encouraged local governments to implement comparable protocols on public landscaping. Many municipalities throughout the state have culinary and secondary water supplies, which delineate how water is used, but McCormick says Camas doesn't have a secondary supply.
So all of our water is culinary, meaning water that people can use to water their lawns is the same water that we have coming out of our faucet. So it's really basically all a concern making sure that there's enough water for basic needs of our residents.
If water conditions continue to worsen, the Camas Public Works Director can restrict outdoor water use, ranging from restricting culinary use for water features such as fountain and pools to prohibiting outside water use altogether. Residents who don't comply with the restrictions are subject to infractions such as fines and water shutoffs. Jessica Lowell, KPCW News.